From St. Johanneskirche in Ansbach, Germany, choruses and chorales from the Christmas Oratorio of Bach, as we recorded this opening performance of the Bachwoche Ansbach with the Vienna choir boys singing in the mixed choir with the Bachwoche Orchestra.
Again. Sky will paint where the devil sat, and his eyes was fire with him. Good man had tried that horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I will not drag, but rode that till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old Russian soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soil. I swore my heck I'd break his neck for the joke he gave my pride. So I swung my noose on the oak I used and once more took a ride. I turned around and soon I found his head where it still should be. Boy, since that I perhaps he shired just to hear for me. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western Soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western Soil. Hi. In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. There's a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that night to him. Now I will not brag, but I rode that till blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old Western soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high. Down you go, sons of the Western Soil. Sing hi-ho. If you are right on my head, down you go, sons of the Western Soil. In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. With a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that night to him. Now when he pranks a seedless pence upon Skyball's leather chair. I bet me that when Skyball quits that Jim will not be there. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western Soil. Sing hi-ho, yippee-hi-yo, ride him high and down you go, sons of the Western Soil.
About that time that the Indians were, you know, that they got those guns and they sent the troops out.
Oh, I was just a kid then. I can remember some of them, but not too definitely. White Dog, I think he was a scout. That's what he said. He had a letter, or I'd call a letter, a Russian invasion. That Black Dog is a good Indian, but watch for words that affect. You know. Well, he used to come down. We used to police duty, Maridel, at the Georgia State Fair in South Dakota. And they had I'd say 7 or 8 teepees of Indians there, and the other attraction. The Indians were kind of an attraction, see. And Black Dog would come down there early in the morning, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and stands a gate where people come in. And he stand there, putting it all day long like that. He just spread his stick. And the people come in. And I was in the quartermaster department. I was a quartermaster sergeant. A tent right about 40, 50 feet from the gate, see. Well, Black Dog used to come in the back of the tent, see, when I was there. He knew me in a way, see. He wanted coal oil for the ladder, see. And he came in there one time and there's a bunch of Sunday school kids come down from Aberdeen, from my hometown. Girls, they're all in there. They come in and he say, oh, over there. So I got to go back and get them from the government property, you know, the coal oil, kerosene. He didn't show up for 2 or 3 days, so I finally went in. I see him up there. I said, what happened, Black Dog? You don't come see me anymore. He says, white boy too much squaw.
I got a kick out of that.
Well, you were the hero.
You know, they got something there. You shouldn't have anybody in your bunk, in your teepee. I got a kick out of it.
Well, Pat, tell us about that Indian business when the Indians got out that time and they got guns and so on.
Oh, well, there are two, I don't know whether you're familiar with the territory, Aberdeen, and there's Selby, about 40 miles west of there.
Yeah.
Ipswich.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Missouri River over a little farther.
I never crawled on my hands and knees like, what's his name?
Oh, the frontier was
ebbing. I imagine a few Sioux bucks got a little bit too much stops, you know, and they thought we were going places. So they called out the Tupa Calvert from Selby, that was about 60 or 70 men. They called Aberdeen, about 125, 130 National Guard there, see. We went. Fort Snelling here sent 200 or 300. Men there, cavalry and everything. Anyway, I would say there's about 2,500 cavalrymen to about 115. They surround them, see?
He's heroes.
We got them. Well, that's the last Indian fight I was in. The first and last. I think there were one shot fired. Somebody got a figure on it. Now that's a fact now. You know, I thought so.
Well, when you were a kid.
Ray, do you remember that guy James I was telling you about on the Jim River there?
Yeah.
There was Tacoma Park, north of Aberdeen, about 8 or 10 miles. Meredith, this should interest you.
Just a minute, I have to help her get on this.
Yeah, it must have been funny to think of the ending of the Indian tribes and all that country, though. I mean, when I drove through there last fall, you could still feel. I mean, if you know, if you think about America at all, you can still feel the Indians.
Go ahead,
Adapton.
Well, the Jim River, we're in Missouri River, see? But it's come down north of Aberdeen about 18 miles. It's the only waterway there over to the Missouri, see? Well, here was the nice grove of trees. There was a man by the name of James. It wasn't Jesse James, but it was a James. He traded. He traded with the Indians, and he got that plot of land there, see, right on the river. But these businessmen, they horse them up. My own uncle included, Jim Pond. Describe it. Uncle Jim. Gideon Pond and him were buddies.
Yeah, they were the Pond brothers.
Oh, yes. So,
yeah.
They were
anyway,
wonderful
they
people, those ponds.
And they got that. They fenced it in, and that was a Chautauqua. You walk in, cost you 50 cents. That was a lot of money in them days. Got in there, and you can't tell what happened there. They got shell games and everything else to get the rest of the money out. But 50 cents was...
They
there.
Called it the Chautauqua?
Huh?
Did they call it?
Yeah. Well, I know. I took tickets up. I was deputy sheriff and everything else around there for a while. But this old man James had a cabin way down here. And I walked down there before this started. There was all garter snakes sticking their head up on the river, you know. I had a chance to run. I told you about that, Ray.
No,
I had a pretty good rifle and I had a pretty good shot and I was trying to shoot the heads off. And old man James come down. They didn't do nothing to you, you know, why shoot them, you know. They ain't killing the whole deal. These Indians had traded him that whole, I don't know how many acres around there, or something, and that was his property, but these guys outsmarted him, they got away from him. I don't know what the score was, he didn't sound right to me. But anyway, they made a Chautauqua out of that, and then they put in amusement things, you know, to get anything.
How funny they call it Chautauqua, that's so refined.
Well, that's the way the words are stuck to your life.
I'm never going to get that. I'll be waiting for the train to come and take him back to Aberdeen. Both hands were on the I didn't like that either.
Well, was he a murderer?
No. Well, suspicion murderer. I don't know that it'll prove anything. Then there's pickpockets, and then there's the old shell game, you know, where they used to have them peas on the shell. Mm-hmm. We walked into that one. Then the train pulled in. One side, on this side of the where they unloaded the train, was stock park. On the other side was nothing, you know, just camp, you know, Indian, not Indian tents, but people that want to speculate. So here we were. I was deputy sheriff. The train pulled up. They started unloading on this side, and I got nosy. I went on the other side. Here was a guy taking beer off and whiskey and everything else on the other side. Well, I thought that was smart, you know, kids stuff. If I knew what now, I'd have gone over and got a drink. The guy had a resort over there with whiskey and everything else, see?
Was that illegal?
Illegal, yeah, at that time.
Was it prohibition territory?
No, no. But they were out, it was out of bounds or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, they had a license for it. That makes a difference, too. Well, I went over there and I had a few drinks of beer, and then I come back and... You know, kid, I didn't think too much. So I spoke it all to Lacey, one of the commissioners there. So we go over there and we pinch the whole bench. I thought sure about that.
I don't...
My brother and I, we used to go up that Jim River about 40, 50 miles.
Wait, tell her about Claire catching that pony in the Black Hills. That's a
marvel. Well, that was an outlaw.
And his brother.
He went down and rode an outlaw in the Black Hills and trained it.
Tell her how it was, how the chorus was killed and all that.
Yeah, when he trained it, brought it back to our, well, you know, that horse of Neo, when he commanded Neo, you know, he had trained.
How'd he catch it? You mean it was all by itself?
It
and
was wild. Yeah,
an outlaw pony. And then he went to call on, Moona Hall. A girl there at Hardway. He was kind of sweet, I see. And she had a brother, Kid. They call it Kid Hall. I don't know, Dick Hall, I guess the name. And when he got off the pony, he took his gun and belt, you know, hung it over the saddle horn. And Kid Hall got out, come out, you know, while he was in talking in the morning. Pulled with a gun, shot the horse. But he didn't kill it. Where it come out, you know, the horse is suffering, he put a ball through the
pony. Yeah, but he had taught it so he could ride at full speed, you see.
That's right.
Pick up a handkerchief.
He used to ride down through Aberdeen and lean over and drop a handkerchief somewhere. Pick up.
How about when he shot the street lights
off Aberdeen? Yeah. That was funny. I had a Dent Derringer, you know what they are, Meredith? Two-shot Derringer, two barrels. Well, I don't know how, I was trading around, you know, pulling my eyes, played a lot of pool and gamble a bit when I was a kid there. I thought it was smart. Now I wonder. Well, I got this 22 or 32 Derringer, I don't know what. Well, anyway, Claire come in, they lived on he lived on a farm with my grandfather out of Ordway, about 8 or 10 miles. Ordway run for capital, didn't even think everything was bigger than that thing. And Pierre got the captain. But anyway, he'd come in there, he liked that Derringer, so he traded me out of the Derringer. Clark could do wonders with me, anything he wanted, he got it. It was a nice Derringer, two barrels, you know what they were, Meryl?
Yeah.
Two barrels, one bolt in each barrel.
I've seen them.
So, they had a policeman there in Aberdeen by the name of, anyway, he was a pal of my brother, see. They didn't know it. He was that policeman. So Claire, after he'd come in, you know, he'd have a few drinks and come up to the house, see mother and visit around. And he'd go out to Klein Street. Klein Street was the main street to hit the, what you call now, the highway to Hardwick, the road then. There'd be two shots. Bang, bang, and the lights would go off. Every place I really would go. Kim Bailey. Next day he says, he says, do you know anything about them lights going out there?
Mom! Wondrous one. If I love my stable. Et dolezza valatera, strite all'uscio del loto, e un passo sfiorava alla reina. Entrava ella fragrante, mi cadea fra le braccia, dolci baci. lost, oh boy, to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he hath girded on, and his wild heart slung behind him. Land of song, said the warrior apart, though all the world betrays thee. One salt at least thy light shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foreman's chain could not bring that crowd so under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder, and said, no chain shall sully thee, thou soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free, they shall never sound in slavery. singing, singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew, singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew. Would that his song through the stillness could go winging, could go winging to you, to you. Singing sweeter songs of love than the brown bird ever knew, sweeter songs of love than the brown bird ever knew. Would that the song of my heart could go a-winging, could go heart is singing sweeter songs of love than the brown bird ever knew.
Creature boys that nature did intend to walk right through the world, my boys, without the Grecian bend. For did she wear a cheek, none I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. Says I, my pretty Kathleen, I hope that you'll agree. She was not like your city girls who say you're making free. Says she, I'll ask my parents, tomorrow I'll let you know. If you'll meet me in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, my boys, without a Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a cheek, none I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. So the parents, they consented and were blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother and the girl, the image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go. For to dig in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, my boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a cheek, none I'll have you all to know. And I they met her in the garden where the pretties grow.